Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Mabez in the Mishnah, still talking about the sugyas of Shtaros. That's what this parak is all about. Shtaros and Pesha Asar and the status of Shtaros. How do you make a Shtar kosher? That's the first half. And then by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, we get into the next part of the parak, which is getting back to the sugyas of Pesha Asar, Hu Pesha Hitir, all different types of cases in terms of marriage, in terms of status of Kahuna, etc. But today we are still in the world of Shtaros and Kiyum Shtaros. We mentioned, if you remember, five ways that the Rambam quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well, how a person can have a shtar verified. Bez Din either could use the Eidim themselves, or can have another shtar, or could have other Eidim come and testify about these witnesses, all different types of ways that Bez Din can make sure that this shtar is verified. Again, a chiyuv derabbanan, on a daraisa level, a shtar is a shtar. Pashtus, a shtar talks, a shtar is made on itself. A shtar says it's not paid up yet. That's the concept of a shtar. Right? Whether a shtar is daraisa, a get is a shtar daraisa. But the rabbanan were misakein to be mekayim shtaros. That is the simple understanding. We did mention yesterday and a couple of days ago also the sheet of the Rambam that writes shtaros. The concept of shtaros seemed to be drabbanan. Maybe, obviously not a get. A get is not the Rabbanan for the Rambam, but Shtaros, maybe Shtari Raya. Certain Shtaros are the Rabbanan. That's how the Rambam got out of the problem of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava. But again, Ruba Deruba of the Rishonim hold that Shtaros are Daraisa, and Kiyam Shtaros, as the Gemara is going to say at the end of today's daf, is a Chiyav de Rabbanan. The question is, there are different permutations that aren't as clear whether they work or not. So our Mishnah starts off with one of those cases. Ze omer ksav yadi v'zek sav yado shel chaveri. Ze omer ksav yadi v'zek sav yadi v'zek sav yado shel chaveri. There are two people in court, and each of them are signed on a shtar, and they each testify about their own signature and about their friend's signature. So each shtar has two verifications, the person himself and the other person. So hare elu ne'emanim, that works. There are two edim on each of the signatures. But what about if each of them just describe their own? Ze omer zeksav yadi, v'ze omer zeksav yadi. Each one comes and says, this is my signature. Is that good enough? So that's a machlokes tanaim. Tzrichan letzari fimahim acher, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that's not enough. You need verification, two Eidim on each signature. Here, you only have one Eid on each signature. And even though we have a principle called Hodas Baal Din Kameya Eidim Dami, that's not good enough for our case. And therefore, you would have to require somebody else coming to be made on the signatures. That is the Shita of Rebbe. V'chachalim amrim no. You don't have to add anybody else. This is good enough. Each one on their own. Each person is believed to say, this is my ksav yad. That is all you need. So in the Achronim point out that the lashon of the Mishnah is not exactly meduyuk, that they're each believed on their signature. We'll see the svara in the Gemara is that they're not really testifying about their signature. That's why we're going to trust Eidim testifying about their own signature. So we shouldn't take the lashon so literally that they are ne'eman to say zek sav yadi. So in the Biyurei Adaf, they quote this from a number of achronim, as we'll see in a lashon in a minute. Aliba de emes ein habiur bazeh shadam ne'eman al chasimas yado ki ilu shnei eidim heidu olav shehu kasher shetaman sharabanan mishum. So we'll see in a second that they're not being even testifying about their signature. So, but it means that this is enough. This is enough. They each testify about their own signatures. So the Gemara says, what is the Svara? Why does Rebbe say that it's not enough for them to testify about their own, while the Rabbanan say it is? So, Kishatimsi Lomar, when you analyze the Mishnah, L'divrei Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that one is not enough, that they're each not enough on their own? Al-Ksav Yadon He-Me'idim. According to Rebbe, literally, they're being made on their own signatures, and therefore each signature only has one person, and that's not good enough for the Chiyuv Derabbanan of Kiyum Shtaros. L'divrei Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, why is it good enough? Almana shebishtar hein me'idim. When each person is testifying about their signature, halachically we don't view it as they're testifying about their signature, but we view it as if they're testifying about the content of the shtar. And therefore, by Kiyam Shtaris, what do we need? We need to know the shtar is true. So therefore, take a step back. You have two people here telling you the shtar, what happened, the content occurred. And that is all you need. And that's why the Rabbanan say that even though technically they're each saying that this is my signature and that's what they're focused on, but still we're allowed to view it as if they're saying something about the content of the shtar. Tosas points out that the chiddush is in both shitas. Tosas, Nira on top. De la Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says that they're being made on their own signatures, afilo omrim beferish, de me'idin almanashe b'shtar. Even if they both say, and they emphasize, we're not just talking about our signatures, we're saying this is true. Doesn't matter. Chashiv kilu me'idin aksav yadon. We consider it as if they're being made. They're not going to be stronger than their signatures. And therefore, they are just focused on their signatures. V'chein l'rabbanan. And the other way. Afilu amrina behedya, daksav yadon me'idin. Even if the people involved say, this is my signature, but I don't remember what happened. I have no idea what happened, but this is my signature. That's also good enough to say, Amana Shabishtarein Omdin. We could still halachically view it as if it is, they are testifying about the content of the shtar. So that's the root of the machlokas. When somebody is testifying about the signature, do we just view it as that? Or do we view it as, no, they're testifying about the kashrus of the shtar and the content of the shtar of what occurred. And here you have two edim, about the milveh, and that is all that we need. There is a question that the Nesivus asks, and that is, in Simen Mem Vav, what is the Svara of the Rabbanan? So we say that they are both coming to say that the event took place. But are they testifying about the kashrus of the shtar? So according to the Rabbanan, they're not focused on the kashrus of the shtar. They're focused on the content of the shtar. So ask the Nesivus. So fine, we believe it took place, but why does it then have the status of a milveh b'shtar and not just a milveh al peh? If according to the Rabbanan, the Chiddush is that they're testifying about what happened and not about the document in front of us, so we know a milveh b'shtar is different than a milveh al peh. You can't collect from mishubadim. You can't collect from mortgage properties in the interim by a milveh al peh. So why here? Okay, we trust them that it occurred, but we're not focused on the stars. They ask the Nesivus. In Simen Mem Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, Kasha, to me call Mako Mavakach. Heich nase milveh b'shtar likbos mimishabdi. Kivat sh'shtar be'ed echad ein toref mimishabdi. If you only have a shtar with one eid, like we had the day in Tosfos yesterday, a shtar with eid echad, v'kol echad einu yodeya im chasam chaveiro gamke. They're not testifying about their friend's signature. So hare einu me'achu milveh b'shtar. So fine, trust them, but don't trust them with all the powers of the shtar. Fitzarach Lobar says the Nesivus, well, because this Ochiv is Drabanan, it must be that we're Mekel in this area. Fitzarach Lobar shumi kule kiyim shtaris, as we'll see a number of times today. Kiyim shtaris is Drabanan, and therefore, though we have a requirement to verify the shtaros, we're Mekel if we kind of think that it's true. You know, they're testifying about their signatures, they're testifying about what happened, so we'll give it the authority of a milveh b'shtar. Kivish v'idin al milveh b'shtar lo chashu shuv yoser. It's good enough. It's good enough. And really, this is a Mordechai. The Mordechai right here. It's in Kuf Mem Vav. The Mordechai says, Lefi darkeinu lamadnu. Dipshita leilu tamuda. Heicha shoha edim haboyin l'kayim chasimasam. Zochrin ha-milveh b'lo shtar. Ein tzrichon l'tzarif yimo amacher. Right, if they remember the milveh, even without the shtar, you know, it's okay, we'll still treat it as a milveh b'shtar, even though technically that's not exactly what they are saying. Okay, so that is the svara of the Mishnah. Again, if they're each testifying about their own signatures and their friend's signatures, that's a full kiyum. If they're only testifying about their own signatures, then it is a machlokes, and the Rabbanan say, you do not have to be mitzaref another aid. Asks the Gemara Pshita. So isn't it obvious? It's obvious that this is what they're arguing on. A little slight problem that Tosfos just told us a chiddush. Maybe that's why it's not so obvious, right? Even if they're saying Manashe B'shtar, by according to the Rebbe, we able to limit it to the chasimos, etc. But the Gemara still has pshita. But isn't this the obvious way to explain the machlokas? So Gemara says no. Ma'u detema l'Rebbe sifuki misafkalei. You might say that when Rebbe requires another aid, that's not because he's vadai sure that they're each testifying about the signatures. But he's just being machmir. He's being machmir. He's not sure whether we view the verification as on the signatures or on the content. And therefore, he's just being machmir. Ma'od etema l'Rebbe sifugim esafkalei, i'al ksav yodam he me'idin, o almana shebeshtar he me'idin. He's not sure. And therefore, what's the litmus test? How do you know? Well, if there was a chumra in the other direction, would Rebbe hold of that chumra? or would he be Mako? V'nafgamina, what's the case of nafgamina? Hecha demischad minayu. What if one of the signatures died? So what's the problem in that case? Liba'ish, how many does Rebbe require now? So one of the signatures died. So one of them says, this is my signature, and this is, what about the other one? What if he says, and this is the signature of my friend? This is mine and my friend. And then someone else comes and testifies about the kashrus also of the signature of the friend. So is that good enough? Is it good enough to have one other person come and testify? Or do you need two? What would be the problem? Why would you need two? So Rashi explains, based on what the Gemara is about to say. Well, let's read it. If we're saying that Rebbe is just being machmir and covering himself, but he doesn't really hold achasimas yadayhu, then you should require two in this case. Why? Because, explains the Gemara, de im kain, because if you would say he really is just being machmir and he agrees, what would the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan say manas shebishtar hein me'idin. According to the Rabbanan, if one of them dies, you'd require two. If the one person dies, why? Because according to them, if you'd only have one, it would come out. De im kain, kanafik nechi riva de mamona apuma de chatzada. You'd end up taking. Let's say it's about a mana. That's the example given in the Gemara. The loan was a mana. It ends up that the one aid that's still alive, you're relying on him for 3/4 of the testimony, and the new aid for 1/4 of the testimony. And you need, and we need, al pishnayim aidim yakum davar, that it's split equally. Each aid is giving us 50% of the information that we need. What do you mean? So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains it in the middle of this long Rashi. Rashi says, Hilkach, right in the middle of that Rashi, Hilkach, if you're being machmir, if Rebbe Shita was just to be machmir and not because he holds across the board, achasimas yadayu, then if one of them dies, he should be machmir the other way and require two along with the one that's alive. Why? Rashi explains, Hilkach li bay trei, tekivan desveka hi, nezel hachalachumra vahachalachumra, he should be machmir when they're alive. And the case of our Mishnah, when they're both alive, they're each testifying on their own signature, not good enough. Rebbe would require somebody else to testify on their signatures. If one of them dead, he would require another two people, and it's not good enough to have one other person. I'm reading Rashi, Azlin and Lachumra. If they're both alive, like the case of our Mishnah, you should be machmir v'yamrinan al-ksav yadon he-me'idin, and you should say that they're only testifying about their signatures, u'bi'inan shrin al-ksav iksav. And you need two on each signature, and that's why in our mission it's not enough. Tzarech litzareif odechad. And the other way, v'hecha demischad minayu, if one of them would have died, so now Rashi does the math, be'in on shrein min hashuk sheyada echad al ksav yada meis, one of them, well, you need two from the shuk, two other people, one testifying about the ksav yad, the signature of the dead aid, the echaman yad al ksav yad hameis v'hachai, and one of them saying, testifying about the ksav yad of the mace, the other one, so now there's 50% on that, and the chai. De'i pshitala dal ksav yadon me'idin, if it's obvious to Rebbe that he's only testifying on his signature, then you would only need one other person. Why? Because the live aid is only testifying about 50% of each signature. And then the one who comes from the shuk is testifying about 50% of each signature. So everything is 50%. Fine. If you would say, al manasheh b'shtarei me'idin, there's a problem. Because one aid is saying, this is my signature, and this is the signature of my friend. So that aid is totally believed about his own signature, because it's manasheh b'shtarei. It's not really about, you know, his signature. As we said, the lumdus is that he's believed about the content. So he's believed about the content, and then the other aid, somebody else comes and testifies about the kashrus of this signature, but that's only half. And therefore, says Rashi, if Rebbe would really hold, that it's just Lachumra, so that he would require two if the fellow aid would have died. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that he's not saying it B'Torah Safik, he's saying it B'Torah Zvadai. Again, back to the Gemara now. I might have said that we're machmer in both directions. He requires two other people, both if the other aide is alive, or if the other aide is not alive anymore. Kamash malan de Rebbe mifshap shitale bein lekula ben lechumra. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah that Rebbe holds across the board. I mean, the chiddush of the way we explained our Mishnah that Rebbe holds amonah shebishtar he aksav yadan he meiden. And therefore, he's mekel if the other aide would have died. Damar of Yehuda Marav, Shnayim achasum min al ashtar, umeis echan mehen, tzrichim shnayim min ashuk lahadalav. So that's the chiddush of Rav. If you have two chasum min al ashtar, one of them died, you need two from the shuk. So the chiddush now is that Rebbe would not hold of that. Bezu, Rebbe lekula v'rabbanan lechumra. Even though in our Mishnah, Rebbe is the machmir, and the rabbanan are the mekilim, but in the opposite case, if one of them would have died, so then the opposite would be true, because each shita, vade holds of their shita, not just betoras, suffik. Period. So the Gemara says, v'ilekatrei alachad mai. So what happens if one of the Edom died, and you only have one other person that could verify the signature? So what do? You're stuck? We just said, oh, you can't only have one because that is going to be three quarters from the aid that's alive and one quarter from the aid coming from the shuk. But what, you're stuck? Is that true? So Yassir Shidu Bukubat says, yeah, maybe, why not? Maybe you are stuck. That's how halacha works. Halacha works, you have certain requirements, and if you don't fulfill those requirements, so then that's it. So the Shidu Bukubat says, no, it doesn't sound that the Rabbanim are going to be so machmir to say that, oh, Kiyum Shtaros, we're gonna not even allow you to collect if it's impossible. We require extra security. That's what it is. But if it's impossible to get the security, says the Shita, that's the question of Ilekatrei Mai. There's gotta be some type of solution that we're gonna accept. V'im Tishal asked the Shita, Ma boy, Hakivan Damri and the Tzrichin Shnayim. If we said it's a problem, you need to Havade de los Sagi Balavachi. You should need it. Habachol Duchto, what the Gemara always says, there's gotta be an option here. No. Atu b'chol duchta damrinan sarach kach shaylinan v'ilo mishkachas l'kach ma'ay. So Gemara always asks that. So the Shita Mekubetza says no. Tshuva Sechir is different. Vada kivan di'ika chadamakir. There's one person that knows everything. The aid that's alive. There's one of them that came from the shuk that recognizes the signature. V'zehachai nami makira. And the one that, there's one signature that the person is here. Nikarin divrei emes shachasimos einin mezuyafim. You know, we have the feeling that this is true. There's a technical requirement that we have to get out of. So usually we have the different ways, but here if it's impossible, so there's got to be another way. Something that will do. Hilkach istan ladure baser tikune dahishtara. So we figure it out. After all, kiyum shtaros is drabanan. Second time we've had that. There's going to be more, but because it's a drabanan requirement, then we know daraisa the shtaros kosher. So we will do our best. Where did that lashon? He doesn't mention it. He just mentions it derech agav. You know it's true. Nikarin divrei emes. Where does that lashon come from? Nikarin divrei emes. The Gemara quotes that lashon by Shimshon and Delilah. When Delilah is trying to get out of Shimshon, what is his secret of his strength? So if you remember, a number of times he says, yeah, if you do this, if you do that, if you tie me up with this rope and that rope, and it's all a lie. And finally, the third time, when the Navi says that Delilah is making Shimshon's life, he wants to die. She's causing him so much sorrow. Where? She's bothering him so much. So finally, he says, it's my hair. And the Gemara is, and the Navi says that, oh, now she knew he was telling the truth. Why? So the Gemara says, Nikarin Divrei Emes. You know, sometimes when it's finally the truth, you know, you could tell. Chazal say maybe because he mentioned Shem Hashem in this last time. But that's where the Lashon, the Gemara, and the Rashi on Shoftim uses that Lashon, Nikarin Divrei Emes, you knew. That's where the Shita Mekubetzes got the Lashon from. So back to the Gemara. So again, there's one aide that died. And one aide is still here that's testifying. But we can't accept him with only one other witness, because then it'll be considered as if he gave us three quarters of the testimony and the other gave us one quarter. So what do you do? My. So Gemara says we have an idea. Amar Abaya, lichtov chasimas yadei achasba. This one aide that's still alive, he should write down his signature on a shard. Write it down. V'shadi lebebedina. Meaning he shouldn't verify his own signature. We're trying to remove some of his koach, so he'll only be considered half, not three quarters. So what should he do? He should write down his own signature and give it into Beis Din. So Beis Din will be able to use that, so Beis Din itself will verify his signatures. And then it'll even the playing field. Umachaski le bedina, Beis Din will see it. V'lo tzarech iyu la'asu de'ach kesimas chaspa. Sivas Yadei, right? And he won't need it. He won't be needed to testify about his signature. And then what? Va'azal iyu v'hayu masadi aidach. So Bezdin has his signature verified. He and the person from the shuk will each team up to verify the other signature. Fine, good, no problem. And that is how, that is the option that is given. Again, a person could remove themselves. Though this case could help out Bezdin, but in this case, if he does anything, then it ruins it. That's why he could remove himself and then use this option. There is a two discussions. Number one, what if he already said it in Bezdin? He already said, this is my signature. Is it too late? Is it too late? Because he already said it. So it's like, boy, it's a joke. So the Shach says it's too late. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat and Sivim Nevav says it's too late. But the Ksos, this whole Simon, and Simon Memvav, and Choshen Mishpat, is the discussions of Kiyum Shtaris. So the Ksos assumes that it's still not a problem. Even though it's a Chiyuv Durabanan, to have all of these, requirements. And the Ksos again says, since Kiyum Shtaris is Durabanan, we will allow it to go through. Number one. Number two, the Ritva here adds, number of Ritvas coming up, the Ritva here adds, you know what? This could help solve another problem. Not just this case of, oh, we're relying on him for three quarters, so we have to remove him. Says the Ritva, Mikan ani omer, and this Ritva is quoted in the Ramah, in Choshen Mishpat. Mikan ani omer, She Yisrael, Shaya chasum b'shtar. Let's say there's a Jew that signed on a shtar. Vinish tamid. And he went off, he became a kofar. He became a mishumad. He's no longer a shomer Torah mitzvos. The ein lanu misha yad al ksav yado. There's nobody that could be made on his ksav yad, right? There's nobody that could verify his signature, and he's not Naaman. We don't trust him. So what could we do, says the Ritva? Let him write his signature down on something else, and then give it into court. And then Bezdin will do its work. Tiyahu meshumid machvi chasimas yadei bebeidina umedamila dehalo chashiva edas. He's not doing anything. He's just supplying something. And then Bezdin is going and verifying. So says the Ritva. Let's say somebody signed on one of your loans, and he's not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah anymore. And nobody know, and he's here. But, you know, you can't use him. So he's not Neman. So says the Ritva, this is a good option. It's a good option that you have him sign on something, and in that way, Bezdin will be able to then, act based on that. Okay. There's a requirement to, let's say, any psulim. That's not only mishumin. Any, if somebody's a gazlan. If anybody is a pasul, then this should be able to work. That they could give their shtar. And as long as they weren't pasul at the time that they signed the shtar, so then it would be okay. If you don't know that for sure, so then you're stuck. That's the whole point of somebody being pasul edus. But if you know he wasn't pasul, it became a gazlan, let's say afterwards, edim only came afterwards to testify, so then it would be okay. Viter. Says the Gemara, just a condition of what we just said, which opens up a whole new discussion. V'davka chaspa. When we say you could sign on something, just sign your signature and give it into court. So that's on a chaspa, on a shard. Why? Because a chaspa is considered something that is Rashi. Well, let's just finish the line. Ava Megilta lo, but don't sign on a Megillah on a regular scroll. Why? Dilma Mishkach la Inish Dilomali. Somebody's going to find this and find your signature. It's like an open check. He's going to find your signature on a piece of a cloth. Because if he love him adabai, and write on it whatever he wants. Vitznana, we learned the Mishnah at the end of Bava Basra. Hotzi alav ksav yado shu chayev lo. If somebody takes an IOU out on me. Ksav yad is not a shtar. Ksav yad just says, I owe somebody $100 and I sign it. No edim. Ksav yad. So, is that powerful? So it's not like a shtar, but gova minchasa b'nei chorin. I'm able to collect from items that he has in his rishus now. So, if I sign on a Megillah, so then if I sign on a cloth, so that it would be a problem. Why is chaspa not a problem? Because a chaspa is known as something that's easily forged, and Bez is not going to rely on it. Right? It's easily, you could rub things out and add things in on shards, and therefore Bez is not going to trust that. By a Megillah, you signed on it. If you left space, they'll squeeze in some words above your name, and therefore they'll say, you know, you signed on an IOU. Tosfos says on the first line, Tosfos Vidavka, v'hu adin areishis de Megilta. It also can be safe if you sign on the top line of a scroll. because you sign on top, then. So then that's okay too. Right? It's either because, you know, they're only worried that they're going to squeeze something in above your signature, not below your signature. And therefore, that would also be okay. This opens up two important discussions for us to have. Number one, Tosfos. Tosfos asks, what about the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin and elsewhere? The Gemara there says that writing something on cheres, on a shard, does work sometimes. It's considered kosher. For example, the Gemara says, if I write a shtar kiddushin on cheres, that works. Kesher shtar obiya. Says the Gemara, kasaval aniyar ol acheres bitchem ukudeshes li v'chein gabi sadeh. Kasaval aniyar ol acheres harezeh mechura. Ask Tosfos, we see from elsewhere, by shtar mechira or shtar kiddushin, writing it on cheres is a good shtar. So why does our Gemara say it's not a good shtar? Oh, we always say they're forged. Right? We're always worried. So why over there does it work? So Tosfos has a huge answer. Tosfos says, machlokes tanoim, whether it works or not. When does our Gemara say that it does not work? That's Rabbi Meir's opinion, who holds, Ede chasima karsi. The Iker witnesses when it comes to shtaros are the signatories, meaning and you're focused on what's written in the shtar, and therefore this is a problematic, inferior type of shtar, and therefore it's no good. That Gemara over there that says it works, Rebbe Eliezer Shita, Ede Mesira Karsi, the Eden that witness the transaction, so that itself, whether the transaction is a marriage, whether the transaction is a Mechira, so that is what works, and therefore according to him, you can have a low-level star, because the Iker is not the star. The Iker is the Maisa that takes place. That is Tosus' important answer. Nira to Asik Rebbe Eliezer, to Amar Ede Mesira Karsi, to the Rebbe Meir, Kiva de Ede Chazima Karsi, Lo Mahani Al Dover Sheyachol Lizayef. That is the major machlokas in Maseches Gittin, which we're going to discuss Hashem at length next year, and the Kiddushin. It comes up, and it comes up right here. Tosfos says, in a chinami, according to Rabbi Meir, you would not be able to use cheres for marriage. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you'd be able to use that in other contexts as well. Tosfos then adds an important tosafa, and Tosfos says, I be afagav. Tos is a few lines down. V'yavagav d'amar hasam lo hichshir Rabbi Elazar ella begitin avo v'shtar shtaros lo. I didn't Rabbi Elazar say that only, edi mesira karsi. Therefore, I'll allow this inferior type of shtar only by get, not by other shtaros. Says Tosfos, he doesn't mean get versus other shtaros. He means shtar kinyan versus shtar raya. We know there are two types of shtaros. There's a shtar that affects something, that, you know, I buy something through kinyan shtar. That's a shtar kinyan. A get is a shtar kinyan. A kiddushin is a shtar kinyan. It's the mechanism that's making the halacha, the status change, is the shtar. But then there's a shtar raya. If you have a loan, I have a shtar that says you owe me money. The shtar did nothing. The loan was the loan, the money transfer. The shtar could be used in 6 months from now to prove what happened. Shtar raya. Those are two very different types of shtaros. Shtari kinyan, and they work differently. So says Tosfos, when the Gemara says that only get or Belazar allows, he doesn't really mean only get, it means all shtari kinyan. So even shtar mechira is included in that. Ela begitin v'dich v'asayu, t'hainu shtaros she'ein omdim l'raya, k'gon oso she'eino asui ela liknos bo isha, v'sada ke'ein gitin, sh'asui l'fisha l'garish bo. That's what he says. Even though, yes, a get is a shtar raya also, it's a shtar raya also, but it is not a shtar kinyan. That's why there is a new controversy, not a new controversy, somewhat of a new minhag. There are those, Rav Schechter likes to talk about this, that at a wedding, after the kiddushin, so there are those now that are machmir for the eidim to also witness the mesiras aksuba from the chasen to the kala. Then the mesiras kiddushin keep the eidim up there and say, watch. Watch, and Rav Schechter is very against that. And he says, "So what do you mean? This is a shtar raya. It's not a shtar kinyan, right? The ksuba is a shtar that it's already obligated. The chassan already, you know, did the kinyan by the chassan's tish, and he accepted the obligations. And what's the ksuba? The ksuba don't do with the wedding. They're married without the ksuba, and now he's obligated. It's a shtar raya, right? So what do you have to witness it for? There's no kinyan taking place here. She has to have it. Yeah, she has to have it so she can bring proof that he accepted this." So again, there are those though that are machmir for other reasons, but again, that's a reason not to be machmir, to because of this distinction. The Ritva here has a chiddush the other way. The Ritva, there are other answers to this question. Not a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. The Ritva here, after quoting Deus Atosis, he says, well, maybe, he gives Ukimtis. He says, maybe the case that works is a case where, like, they engraved it very, with a knife, and it's, like, impossible to change. Right? My kasav chakak. Right? Or other, different types of materials, he says. And then he says, Vein Tsarech Lekolzeh, at the end. He's not Machalik, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, like Tosfos says. He's just Machalik between Shtarei Kinyan and Shtarei Raya. Tosfos is Hosafa within Rabbi Elazar. The Ritva just says that's the answer to the Stira. Shtarei Kinyan work, Shtarei Raya do not work. Vein Tsarech Lekolzeh, the Chiba Inan Ksav Shein Yachol Lehizdayef. When do you need Ksav that is not able to be forged? Hainu b'shtarei raya she'omdim b'rishus sakona. By shtarei raya, avol b'shtar mikne she'osin l'shaito liknos bo. B'shtarei mikne that you use for a kinyan ulizarko avol b'shiyachu l'zdayev. Even if it's yachu l'zdayev kosher, and he says even l'Rebbe Meir da'amar ede chasima karsi. Even according to Rebbe Meir, this would work. That's a chiddush. Even according to Meir, b'chein pirush Ramban. Again, there's a lot more about the edim mesirei de chasima, but we'll leave it for now. But Tosis and the Ritva here are important makoros. That's one. The other, just a smaller topic to mention, is this last mishnah in Bava Basra, Ksav Yad. Right, we're worried that the guy, somebody's going to find it, saw, put in information, and then I will be in problems because he'll be able to bring this to court, and I'm going to have to pay. So there is a question. There is a machlokas rishonim. Tosas here quotes the Rif. Tosas is not so common for Tosas to quote the Rif. All over Maseches Brachas, Tosas quotes the Rif. But here, Pasag Rav Alphas, Tosas says, we know it's collectible, a ksav yad. But is it just as powerful as a shtar? Like if somebody has a shtar against me, I have to pay. Right? What if somebody has a ksav yad against me? Is there anything I could say not to have to pay? So the Rif says, if the person says, I paid already, that works. Parati. Unlike a regular shtar. By a regular shtar, they're so powerful. If I say, I paid, tough luck. Then you shouldn't have ripped up the shtar. You should have taken it. But what about by a ksav yad? Does parati work? So the Rif says, Pasag Rav Alphas, Dafka, Kisha Omer, Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam. If somebody denies this ksav yad and say, I have no idea what that is, I never did that, then they're not believed. Because, the Gemara says elsewhere, Lo Laviti, if I say Lo Laviti, Ki Lo Omer Lo Parati, that's also saying that I didn't pay up. Avol Neman Lo Mer Parati. A person's believed against a ksav yad to say I paid up, Lo Matzi Omer Le Shtarcha B'yadi My Boy. And the chazaka of, well, if you paid, why do I still have the shtar? That only works by a real shtar with witnesses and all the accoutrements of a regular shtar. But a regular ksav yad, an IOU, we would call it, that's not as strong. And if you deny the whole thing, fine, you have to pay. But if you say parati, it would work. That is the shita of the Rif, and that's also, by the way, the shita of the Rambam. And that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramak was Bali Tosfos and says, no, the Einira, Tosfos argues. He says, no, Nira the Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin lo zeh achilik. What's the, how do you know that chilik? If the Mishnah says it works, it works. And neither taina would work. The question is, on the Rif and on the Rambam, that if parati would work, so what are we worried about? Only write it on the chaspa. Right? Not on this, because it's efshar lizdayif. But what do you mean? The person could just say parati. And he'd be believed. So what are we so worried about? Only write it on, make sure you only write it on something that is vedafka achaspa. Not on a Megillah. Achas, we're not going to trust it anyway. So that's a problem. The problem of why is it that we're so worried, he'll just tie in a parati. So the Rosh and the Ritva both say, well, usually if somebody comes to you with a shtar and you're like very shocked and you're upset, what's going to be your first reaction? I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. You're not going to like focus on, well, oh, halachically parati is going to work and not lohayad rameolam. So let me tie in a parati. No, when somebody comes to you with a shtar and demands payment, you're gonna deny the whole thing. And then you're gonna want to go back, you're not gonna be able to go back. So that's why even though in a chinami, parati would work, it's a good chance that it's not gonna work here, and that's why we are still nervous about it. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei chachamim. The halacha is like the Rabbanan in the in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Yachad v'Rabim Halacha Rabim. Of course, that's like Yachad v'Rabim. So why would I have thought otherwise? Ma'u detema halacha karebi mechaveiro v'afilo mechaveirov. I might have thought the halacha, when Rebbe has a machlokas with one other person, we paskin like Rebbe, I would have thought we paskin like him even more than the majority in certain cases. Kamash Malan, we say, no, we paskin like the Rabbanan here. We'll get back to that. Havamina, let's first continue a little bit. Simin Nach Nod Chad has to do with the different names coming up. Amalei Rav Chanana Bar Chiyah L'Rav Yehuda. V'yamri La Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda. V'yamri La Rav Chiyah Bar Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda. U'miyam Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this, that we paskin like the Rabbanan? V'yaha. What do you mean the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who say that if each person testifies on their own signature, it's enough? And what was written on it? Right, this person came and testified about his own signature and the other person's signature. And they each testified about their own signature and the other person's signature. Ashar nuhi v'kimenoi kedachazi. This was the stamp of Beis Din. We were ma'asher. We did kiyum shtaras on the shtar. Question mark. This is the Beis Din of Shmuel. And what do you see? Shmuel didn't only require the person testifying about their own signature, but also about their friend's signature. What do you mean? I thought Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. Amar lei hahu shtara de yasmi havi. No, that shtar was for orphans. Orphans collection. The chosh Shmuel lebezdin toin. And Shmuel was nervous that maybe the orphans would go and collect in front of another court that held like Rebbe. And therefore, if he didn't have them testify by the other signatures, the orphans would lose. And therefore, he himself didn't require it. But he was nervous about another bezdin. V'savar Shmuel, dilma ika de svirale, halacha karebi mechaveirov, alo mechaveirov, v'ubaha afilo mechaveirov. Maybe somebody would go like Rebbe, even against the Rabbanan. Sover, and therefore he says to himself, Evid Ravcha, Kiechi Jalom Mifsidi Yasmi. So I'm going to do something just to be safe, go above and beyond, even though it is not required. Period. What's the Havamina that we would pass in like Rebbe over the Rabbanan? There are Rabbim. We pass in right Yachad V'Rabim Halacha Rabbim. Don't we always say that? So if you look in the Birchas Avram here, again, there's some, every Achron has something to say in Ksubis, has a lot to say in Ksubis. You know, just there's a lot more than what we have time for. But Rabbi Avram Erlinger, one of the Achronim on Ksubis, see, he discusses this question of what the Havamina here is. And he quotes our Kesef Mishnah that we like to quote. The Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah discusses, is an Amora allowed to argue on a Tana? If the Rambam says there in Hilchas Mamrim that if any Beis Din comes up with a decision and it's against an earlier decision, they're allowed to, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro, they're allowed to say their Shita, so why can't Amoram argue on Tanaim? So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, they were Makabel on themselves not to. Which, what does that mean? Can they or can't they? They couldn't or they wouldn't. So Reb Chaim is quoted by Reb Elchanan as saying, they wouldn't, not that they couldn't. Because they accepted, they had a Kabbalah and the Mesorah, that once the Tanaim, or that period of time was finished, the completed, they wouldn't argue. But many others, the Chazon Ish is very vehement about this, and most others are like, no, they couldn't. Every Daf and Shas is not saying, how could this Amora say this, the Mishnah's against. They're not just saying that they wouldn't argue on the Mishnah, but that they can't argue on the Mishnah. Right, that's the simple interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah. But ask the Birchas Avram, we don't usually go to the next step. Why not? If there's a Beis Din that thinks that what the previous Beis Din said is wrong, and they think that they have interpreted the Torah correctly, and we're talking about Chazal, we're talking about the Amoraim, don't they have an obligation to follow their opinion? How could they not? Oh, they were Makabel, no, Butla Daiti. Right, I'm always accepting, but I think that they're wrong. Again, if I'm in the, you know, if I haven't done my research and I'm not an Amora, fine. We're talking about the Amora, make it to the Tanaim. So explains Vahanira. So he says, explains, many Achronim say this idea in various ways. He says, when do you follow your own opinion? Let's say if you've decided. And let's say, when do you follow the Rabbim over a Yachid? When they're in the same league. When they're in the same world, so then you can say, oh, the Rabbim beats the Yachid, and that is where we could say that if you think something, so then, you know, you might be right if your Bezdin has decided. But if you're in a different league, if you have 100 minor leaguers and one major leaguer, who do you take on your team? You take the one major leaguer. If there's 100 halachic, you know, minor leaguers and one major leaguer, you want to know his opinion. So you don't go by the majority in that case. So that was the Hava Mina here, explains the Berachas Avram. Halacha Kareb, maybe Rebbe is in a different league than even Chavei Rav, not just Chavei Ro. And that was the Hava Mina. Maybe we should pass on like Rebbe, because he was the mayor of Yehuda Nasi. Kamash Malon, we don't go that far. But that's what Shmuel was worried about. At least we can understand the Hava Mina. He says, that's what they say, Reb Salvatia quoted about his father, grandfather of Chaim. Like he said, gives a mashal. He says, if my grandfather says something, and all the other Rabbanim of the generation says something, obviously, go by my grandfather. You don't say Yachad Rabbim, Alachad Garabim. Because, you know, different leagues. That's what he said about Reb Chaim. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eid Vidayon Mitzdarfin. What are we talking about here? So let's say there's a shtar, and the shtar has a stamp of Bezdin that it was Mekuyam. Kiyam Shtaros. The Gemara seems to say, which is a Chiddush, we would have thought once you have that stamp, you're finished, it's totally verified. The Gemara here seems to say that the person could even question the stamp of Bezdin. And one of the judges has to come and say, yeah, it's our signature, that's a good stamp. So Aid V'dayan Mitzdarfin, what if you have one aid verifying his signature on the document and one Dayan? Is that good enough? Says the Gemara, yes. That's as if two witnesses are basically saying everything here is okay. Aid V'dayan Mitzdarfin. They can testify. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Kama Ma'al Yahashmaitza. What an awesome statement. Right, that's amazing. Right? Why is it so amazing? Because we're about to have a kash on it. Amar Rava, my Ma'al Yusa. Right? Why is that so great? It's not only not great, it's wrong. My de kamasit sada lo kamasit dayana. My de kamasit dayana lo kamasit sada. Each one is testifying about something else. One saying about the shtar, one saying about the ashrata, about the kiyum of the shtar. So I think it's wrong. Ela kiyasa rami bar yecheskel amar lo taitsinu lahani klali to kail Yehuda achi mishmei de Shmuel. Don't listen, meaning it's wrong. You need either two dayanim on the ashrata or two dayanim or two edim on the shtar. Right? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Ask the Ritva here. So isn't the whole point of the kiyum shtar that's what we trust? So the story should be finished. But now we're saying, oh, the person could even come and claim that's Mizuyev. So Tosfos also deals with this. Ritva says, you know, it's the more possibilities of us to kasher something, the better. So a lot of times you can't find people on the chasimas of the Edim. So you'll probably be able to find people on the chasimas of the Dayanim. They don't move as much, right? Their Bati Dinim are more famous. So we're just giving more possibility for it to be kosher. Okay. Ikla Ravnai. Achuad Rav Chiya Bar Abba LeMizvin Shum Shemi. Rav Nai came to buy sesame. That has nothing to do with the story. But Mistama, why is that here? To tell us, even when he went shopping, he was thinking about Torah. Right? He went to buy Shum Shemi V'achi V'amar Hachi Amar Shmuel Eid V'dayim Mitzdarfin. He said it can work. Amar Amemar, same thing. Kamamal Yahashmaitza. Amar Le Rav Ashi La Amemar Mishum Dekalsa Avua Deimach Adnami Makalsa Slaya. Because your grandfather thought this was such a great statement. You know, you also praise it. Kfar Pircha Rava, Rav already asked on it. It's 1A to 1A. They can't combine. So same exact story with different players. Amar Rav Safra of honesty fame. If you remember the Rashi at the end of Maseches Makos. Rav Safra. Amar Rav Safra. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Amar Rav Huna. V'yamri le. And some say, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Right, whoever said it. Or maybe Gula the Olam, because we're saying who it was. Shlosha sheyashvu l'kayim es hashtar. Three dayanim are going to do kiyum shtaros. You need a bezdin. Shnayim makirin chasimos yidei edim. Ve'echad eino makir. What if two of the dayanim know these edim? They know them, they know these signatures. So they don't need any other help in identifying, but the third dayan does not. Third dayan doesn't know. So what do you do? What's the procedure for verifying? So, Achalo Chasmu, if they didn't sign the stamp yet, the Ishur, if they didn't sign the Ishur yet, so then you're still good. Me'idin b'fanav v'chosei. The two Dayanim that know the signatures should testify in front of the third Dayan. These are the correct signatures. And once they do that, now all three Dayanim know these are the signatures, and then they can sign the Ishur. Me'idim v'fan v'chosem, misha chasmu, but once they have signed, meaning, could the Dayanim, the two out of all three, could they sign it before all three know about it? So the Gemara says, ein me'idim v'fan v'chosem, it doesn't work, why? Rashi says, mechsi kishikra. That's a lie. You can't sign it before they tell the third Dayan the truth. Right, the Dayan's going to sign it, and then you're going to do it? No. You have to first tell them, first be made, and then sign it. So then the Gemara says, even go back a step. Umikasvinan, are you even allowed to write it, even without signing it? V'yamar of Papi Mishmei Derava, Hai Ashrata Dedaini, Denechta Mikame Denechvi Sadi Chasimas Yadaihu. If you have an Ashrata, that's the Ishur that Beis Din writes. Before, if you write it before the Edim say, Armeid Psula, to Mischazi Kashikra. It's Mechzi Kashikra if it's written beforehand. Hachanami Mischazi Kashikra. So here too. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela Ema Achelo Kasvu Me'idin Befan of Echosem. Misha Kasvu Me'idin Befan of Echosem. So this is what they do. The two of them testify in front of the third Dayan. Then you write it. Then you sign it. We generally, by Shtaros or Machmer, just for the Chasimos. And that is why, let's say, getting back to a wedding, there are those, minhag in many, of many shtaros, is by the word vekanina. Vekanina, to not put in the nun, you know, you fill in, the Masada Kedushin fills in the nun by the word vekanina in the ksuba at the chasen's dish. So what happens if you filled it in beforehand? That's fine, because it's not signed yet. And there are those that advise, you know what, let's say the Masada Kedushin is filling everything in before the wedding, just fill in the vekanina. Because it's not signed yet. So, the Kenyan happened already, but it's okay because it's not signed yet. And sometimes, if you forget, I know of stories that 20 years later, right, they see the ksuba on the wall and they didn't fill in the nun. So it doesn't say the kanina, and that's more of an issue because that's, it's better to write it. It's not mechzi kashikra because we're in the, just for the chasimos. So mishakasa, but here the Gemara is saying by the ashrata, the daini, we don't even want to read at all. How could the two testify in front of the third Dayan? That's only one Dayan. Don't you need three Dayanim to listen to the Chasimos? To listen to the Eidos of the Kiyam? So the Rishonim here discuss why it's okay. The Ramban writes maybe he's a Yochin Mumche. Maybe he's one Dayan that acts as three. But the Ritva and the Rashba both here say, since Kiyam Shtaris is Durabanan, so we're allowed to view the two judges' testimony as if they're wearing two hats at the exact same time. They're the Edom and the Dayanim. When they give testimony in front of the third Dayan, it's really testimony in front of three Dayanim, because they themselves are Dayanim, even though they themselves are the Edom here. But we could view them as if it's the exact same moment. We're about to, on the next line of the Gemara, get to whether an Ed could flip and become a Dayan on the next stage of the process. But here, the Ritva and the Rashba are saying even more of a Chiddush. At the same exact moment, they're considered Edom and Dayanim. Good. So Shema Mina Tlas, you really learn three halachos from this case, that the two Dayanim who know the signatures can testify in front of the third one. Shema Mina Einasa Dayan. Number one, first they're testifying, and then they're giving their signet. An aid could become a Dayan. Vitshma, in the same case, Vishma Mina Dayanin Amakirin Chasimos Yidei Eidim Einan Tzrichan Lohayid Bifneihem. If judges, if the Dayanim know the signatures, you don't need anybody else to tell them to verify the signatures. They know it themselves. Vishma Mina. And also Dayanim She'ein Makirin Chasimos Yidei Eidim. Dayanim that don't know Tzrichan Lohayid Bifnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You have to be made in front of them. Meaning here, why couldn't the two that know just tell the third one? Oh yeah, we know this is okay. No, they ought to testify in front of the third one. Meaning, every Dayan has to either know about it or be testified in front of him to verify. Three, Shema Mina. So says the Gemara, Maskav Laravashi, Bishlama Einasa Dayan Shamina Mina. Fine, number one works. But I have a problem with number two and three. Ela Dayanim Hamakirin Chasimos Yidei Eidim Ein Tzarich Lahad Bifneihem. Number two, Dayanim that know the signatures already, you don't have to testify in front of them? Maybe that's not a proper diuk. Dilma La'olam Eimelacha Tzrichin. Maybe you do need. The problem here is, the difference here is that you have Eidos. They're giving their own Eidos. V'shani achad to come a kai ma'agad b'chad. Right? You have an Eidos here in front of them. Right? Themselves. So, maybe the second diak is not correct. And the third, v'dayanim she'ein makirin chasim yizidei edim, tzricha lahad b'fnei kol echad v'echad. Dayanim that don't know, you have to give testimony in front of each one. Maybe that's not true either. Dilma lo olamei malacha ein tzrichin. You don't need in front of each one. The problem here is, there's only one that doesn't know, so you need some edus. V'shan yelcha deloka makayma hagada klal. Meaning, if you have three that don't know, maybe you can testify in front of two of them and they'll tell the third one. But you might not need testimony in front of each of them. Here, you're only one that doesn't know. So we knocked out diak number two and diak number three. Yosef Rev Abba, fine. So it's machlokas, whether we can diak two and three from the story. Yosef, let's just start this, and then Ben Shem will continue tomorrow. Yosef Rebbe Abba, v'kamer lo l'hashmaitza de'ei nasa dayan. Rav Amma said over the sugi of ei nasa dayan, eis ve Rav Safra l'Rebbe Abba, and Rav Safra said to Rebbe Abba, is this really true that an aide could become a dayan? What about the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? Ra'u shlosha v'ein bezdin. Right, the case of three of the Sanhedrin, see the moon, and they're a bezdin. What do? Could they just say Makudish Makudish to sanctify the new month? No. Yamdu Shnayim, two of them sit, the Yoshivu Hmei Chavreim Eitzel HaYachid, and then they bring some other parts of the Sanhedrin, and they sit him down with the third person, V'yayidu B'fneim, and they testify, V'yomru Makudish Makudish. Makudish HaChodesh, Makudish, Shein HaYachid, Neman HaDeyatzmo. Right, they have to go and bring other people and testify in front of them. Why? V'yisak HaDaydach Te'ei Nasa Dayan, and if you say the aid could be a Dayan, let him just sit down. They saw. Let him just be the dayanim. So the Gemara says, "Amar le afalidi kashuli." I've also had this problem. V'shealti al Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marso, Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Huna, Rav Huna l'Chia bar Rav, v'Chia bar Rav l'Rav, v'Amar lehu, and went all the way back to Rav, and Rav answered, "Hanach le desachodesh d'oraisa v'kiim shtaris d'rabanim b'adinim d'oraisa." Ein a nasa dayan. He can't wear two hats. While derabanan by kiyum shtaris were mako a nasa dayan. What is the svar for ein a nasa dayan? That Beis Shem will have to start with tomorrow. Tosas has two important deos here, and we'll get into the sugya, and then we get tomorrow's daf, pesha aso, pesha hitir, and other items on the agenda. Okay, we'll stop here.